Hey, Misfits, welcome back to the Misfits and Mysteries podcast. We are your weekly podcast for all things weird and wacky, from Bigfoot and aliens to psychology and history and everything in between. We are your hosts, Emmy.
And Steve. So we both don't sound great right now. So we're just recording this to let you guys know that we're taking a little hiatus because it's the 4th of July holiday and I literally don't have time to edit an episode. We're planning on recording it. And then I texted Emmy. I'm like, I literally am not going to have time to make an episode this week. So I want to enjoy my summer a little bit. So we're taking this week and next week off. We're going to just re-release an old episode. This week, we're doing the Pinocchio in Space one because that's my personal favorite. Yeah, Pinocchio in Space. I was supposed to say Space Pirate Wedding, but I meant a Ghost Pirate Wedding slash divorce. And the Elvis is still alive conspiracy theory. So
This is one of our best.
this is honestly my favorite episode. Sorry, I sound like shit.
It's probably for the best because both of us like don't have a voice right
Yeah,
now.
I think like if we recorded a full episode, we would lose like 50% of our subscribers because we
Don't,
sound like
maybe it's
garbage.
the allergies.
I think it's allergies. I was up late last night. I don't know. I sound terrible. But thank you guys for bearing with us. We promise we'll be back with something really good for you in a couple weeks. I just need a little vacation time.
And enjoy this one. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, and then I don't know what we're gonna put out next week yet. We're gonna decide after we've recorded this, but stay tuned. And while you're at it, if you listen to this one already, check out our backlog of episodes. I'd say avoid the first like three because the audio quality is not that good. But I'd say most of our episodes are pretty darn good. If there's one you haven't seen yet, go check it out.
Yeah, they're all good. So
All
go for
right.
it.
So see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right. Happy fourth, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Misfits, welcome back to the Misfits and Mysteries podcast. We are your weekly podcast for everything from Bigfoot and aliens to psychology and history and everything in between. We are your hosts, Emmy.
And Steve.
So, Steve, how was your weekend?
It was fine. I passed an exam, so I just checked out for the rest of the day on Friday and
Yeah.
then saw my family Friday, which was fun. So it's actually really nice out here. It was like 60 some odd degrees.
Yeah.
Not too much this weekend. I did see a coyote today, though, in my backyard,
Ooh.
which is not great.
Poor Casey.
Casey's old, but he still has like at a minimum 45 to 50 pounds on it. So I don't think it's gonna mess with them. It saw us and ran away, like just in my backyard. It saw my dad and I looking at it and it just booked it. But that's exciting. You have to deal with that. And it's almost the 1 year anniversary of Tiger King.
Oh, really? Oh my
Yeah.
God. I can't believe that's been a year.
I know, right? What a year it's been. We're not gonna be that podcast that's like reminiscing, like, remember this, remember that. But remember Tiger King?
God,
That
your
was
day
a.
today was such a different time.
I know.
So this weekend, actually, last year, I was at a 100-person family wedding with people coming from all over the country, and people were doing like the COVID elbow bump on the dance floor. Everyone was like, "Oh, how funny is this?" And then 2 days later, the whole world shut down, and you're like, "Fuck, that was actually not funny."
What a world. Remember when we thought it was gonna be over in 2 weeks to a month?
I never thought it was going to be that short.
I never thought it was going to be this long. I thought we were going to be free by the summer, though.
I thought by the summer we were going to be okay, but
I
like,
didn't think we were going to be anywhere near how many deaths we have. I don't think anyone did, though, because they were saying at most we were going to lose 100,000 people, but we're at half a million and climbing, but it's going down because
but
people are getting vaccinated.
maybe if the people in charge took it seriously, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but that's not a conversation for our podcast. But
Just
yeah.
saying.
It could have been handled better. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Yesterday, I went to Chinatown and had a really kind of weird meal. My friend recommended this one place. So I went there and we literally waited in line 30 minutes to sit down at this place because we wanted to sit outdoors and they didn't have a lot of seating. So we waited and waited and waited. And then we sit down and it's just like a traditional Chinatown menu. Like, I don't really understand a lot of things on it, but you just kind of like pick something and get what you get. So Jake picks the shrimp lo mein, which seems pretty standard, right?
Yeah.
So the waitress looks at him and goes, "No, not for you. Nope." She's like, "You're not gonna get that." I don't know what it was, but she was probably just like, "White boy, no."
It's probably insanely spicy or something.
No. So then he's like, "All right, well, what should I get then?" And she was like, "You should get this." And it was called the Devil's Ramen. It had four chilies next to it. And we're like, "I don't know." So we like barely got any food and left. It was a really weird experience.
That's interesting to say the least.
Anyways, that was my weekend.
That's pretty fun. No news this week. I didn't look into it like we did last week, where I happened to have some news stories to go. But we do have some announcements that the details are going to be altered because we haven't really fully fleshed them out yet. But there's going to be a logo redesign competition that should be out soon. Check misfitsandmysteries.com and our social channels. We're on Instagram and Twitter at podcast_misfits. And also, we actually just created a Facebook. So if that's your jam, check us out on Facebook. I think it's just at Podcast Misfits. There'll be information there. So check those out. Also, I don't know when exactly we're posting it, so it might be a different round, but we are releasing the bracket of the best cheeses in the world. So get ready to vote.
I'm really excited for how this
Yeah.
is going to turn out.
We're actually going to adjust some power rankings after this, just make sure everything's all good and dandy. And then it'll be on our Twitter at some point. So just look out for that. If you follow us on our social media, you probably know about that.
Yeah.
I don't really got anything else. Want to jump into the episode?
Let's do it.
So what are you talking about this week?
I am talking about the death slash strange life of Elvis.
Of Elvis, I
Yes.
am talking about the woman who married and divorced a 300-year-old Haitian pirate ghost.
Wow. I think we both have some really strong topics.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, we have Pinocchio in space this week.
Yeah.
We're finally bringing it to you. And I'm not even going to say anything. You have to listen to the episode to hear our opinions.
It was a whirlwind, you guys.
Yes, you have to listen to the full episode to hear our opinions. My friend Zach, who's also our YouTube guy, joins us for the episode. So stay tuned for that. It was fun.
Okay.
Let's get into the episode.
So, Steve, have you heard that there's been sightings of Elvis after his death? That's a thing that you know about?
Sure, it sounds familiar, but I didn't know that was a thing until you just said it.
Okay, so this is a thing that just popped into my head. And it was like somewhere in the back of my brain, I was like, people think that Elvis is still alive. Maybe I should talk about that. Then I looked it up, and there's not as much out there as I thought. It's a big community, but there's not as many sightings as I thought. So I was just surprised by that. But I don't know how it's a thing that I knew about. Anyways, so Elvis officially died August 16th, 1977.
And he died on the toilet, right?
That's debated, but yes. So his girlfriend, fiance, whatever, Ginger, says that she found him in the bathroom dead of a heart attack. But since then, a lot of fans have come out and said either that they've seen Elvis or that there's weird discrepancies around his death. So I'm going to take you through some of those weird discrepancies first, and then we'll go into the most popular sightings of Elvis.
All right, let's do it.
So the first one, and I will say right off the bat right now, this has no credibility
All right.
because I found it on the Evidence Elvis Presley is Alive Facebook page.
Okay, so yeah, so it's like it's negative credibility.
Yeah. So take this with whatever grain of salt you wish. And by the way, this Facebook page has 33,000 members.
Wow.
So
Is it an active group?
it's very active. They post almost every day.
Wow.
So according to this Facebook page, although Ginger and Elvis's close friend slash road manager, Joe Esposito, said that Elvis was found dead in the bathroom. If you look at the actual medical reports, it says that Elvis died on the floor of a dressing room.
Could there have been a bathroom in his dressing room?
But it was in his home. I don't know if you really have like a dressing room in your home.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's one thing. And then his tombstone is another weird thing. So on his tombstone, so his actual name is Aaron.
Really?
His middle name was Aaron.
Oh. Is Elvis not his real name, or is that his real name?
So Elvis's real name is Elvis Aaron Presley.
Mm-hmm.
But on his tombstone, his middle name is spelled Aaron with two A's,
mm-hmm.
A-A-R-O-N. But people said that on his birth certificate, it's actually Aaron, A-R-O-N. So only one A.
So they're assuming that it's not possible that the person making the tombstone is like, oh, Aaron spelled A-A-R-O-N. Let me just do that and not fact checking it.
That one, I'm not too sure about, but they're saying because it's not actually him, they didn't want to actually put his name on the tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why they think he might have faked his death is there's two theories. So one, he just didn't want to deal with the fame anymore. He wanted to start living a normal life, whatever. So he faked his death. The other theory, and this came from this person named Gail Brewer Giorgio, who I thought was a man. It's a woman. Gail, yes. So she wrote this book in 1988 called Is Elvis Alive?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked through tons of FBI documents and concluded from that Elvis had to go into witness protection because he was connected to the mafia and he was spilling information to the FBI. And they took him into witness protection. And the only way to protect him was to pretend that he was dead.
Interesting.
So in this book, it says that Elvis faked his own death because he was going to be killed. And there was no doubt about it. The group that he was running from was called the Fraternity.
Wow. So maybe.
Which actually, could make sense.
That could be possible. If we're going to assume he's alive, that's far more likely than him vanishing to have a more private life. Because that'd be harder to do. But even so, though, it'd be hard for him to fake his death and the whole witness protection thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess the thought is that he's such a big part of public life that the only way for him to actually go missing is if he's no longer alive.
Yeah, that's true.
So just food for thought there.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to get into some of the most famous sightings of Elvis.
Alrighty.
So the first sighting occurred on, I actually don't know the date, but this is very shortly after his death. So it happened in the Memphis International Airport, which we all know Elvis was from.
Memphis.
Yep. And apparently the person who was selling the tickets saw a man who looked just like Elvis buy a one-way ticket to Buenos Aires under the name John Burroughs. And this was actually Elvis's alias that his team used when booking him hotels.
Ooh.
So that's kind of convincing to me.
That is somewhat convincing, yeah. But you think that they'd be smart enough to use a different alias.
And why is he buying his own plane tickets?
Yeah, you'd think that the FBI would handle all that to move to
right? Hotel. Like he wouldn't have to go up to the counter and buy his own ticket.
They might even fly him out privately if they're trying to make him disappear.
Yeah. So that one's a little weird, but there's some questions around it.
That does raise some suspicions. I think that it's not impossible.
Mm-hmm. So remember, he died in August of 1977. Mm-hmm. This next one, so December of 1977, there's this random guy, Mike Joseph, is visiting Graceland with his family.
Yeah.
And you know what Graceland is.
This is a house thing. It's like a mansion, right?
Yeah. And so he's visiting Graceland and just takes a picture of the pool house.
Mm-hmm.
And if you zoom in to the picture crazy a lot.
Yeah.
Turn up the brightness. I can send you this
YouTube video. Please do.
And I'm also creating a blog where I'll link to this YouTube video. It's literally a 15-minute video of this guy editing the photo so you can see the thing. Okay. So that's how long it took to get the image where you would see Elvis sitting inside of the pool house.
So if this guy is skilled enough to do that, he's also probably skilled enough to make Elvis sit there when he's not actually there.
Yeah. But people, and I don't really, Elvis isn't like an image in my mind that I like know that well, just because
I sort of know what he looks like. I mean, he died decades before we were even a thought.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I know what pictures of him look like, but he wasn't a big person in my brain. So
I mean, if he was wearing that outfit that he's famous for wearing, has hair done, I would recognize
him. Yeah. Well, so interestingly enough, Elvis has blonde hair.
Really?
Yes. But he just dyed it that signature black because he thought it looked good with his look.
His little jumpsuit.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you zoom into that picture, you will see Elvis sitting in the pool house, apparently. But Joe Esposito says that it was actually just one of their other friends, Al Strada, but not everyone is convinced.
I mean, if you're going to hide somewhere, hiding in your pool house and not being found is like the worst spot to hide. Yeah.
Like, why would you go to Graceland where people literally...
They go to look for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the most convincing there, but perhaps.
Perhaps. So then there are a few that are just super quick. I couldn't find any additional information around, but just interesting. So in 1984, he was apparently photographed leaving a hospital with Muhammad Ali, who is one of his friends in New York City.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, if he was actually like sick or hurt, he would probably have to go to the hospital. I don't know why he would leave with Muhammad Ali, who already has paparazzi, probably.
Like a recognizable figure.
Yeah. So then people are going to be watching him and then looking at the person next to him, like, who is that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, possible. Is there a photo of it?
There is a photo.
Good. If there's no photo of it and they're just saying it happened, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. So he was photographed leaving the hospital.
Interesting.
That was in 1984. In 1991, he was seen dining at a restaurant in Clyde, Ohio. So that's all the information about that. And then just this May.
Is Clyde, Ohio near the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland?
I don't know.
Because if it is, there's a chance that was it. Elvis impersonator stopping by
probably.
Stopping by the diner on his way either to or from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And then just this past May, someone said that they saw a man in t-shirt and jeans cleaning the grounds at Graceland.
Wow.
Which does not seem probable to me.
Also, he was old enough to serve in World War II. So he's what, like 90 now?
He would be 86.
Yeah. So I don't think he would be cleaning the lawn.
Yeah.
So it's unlikely, but that's pretty interesting.
And then I have two more.
All right.
So this one I think is hilarious. So in the late 90s, in Legoland in California, shortly after it opened, there was a lot of reports of people seeing Elvis. And it was like a huge thing that it was in all the tabloids, Elvis, like Legoland, whatever. But then it was later revealed that Legoland actually hired Elvis impersonators to attract people to Legoland.
That's actually so funny.
So that's what people were seeing.
That's really funny, actually.
And then this last one, which I think you'll love, is that Elvis is actually a movie extra in a lot of popular films, most notably Home Alone. So there's this one scene where the mom is buying the plane ticket.
Yeah.
And there's a guy standing behind her who looks just like Elvis, would be the correct age at the time, has the right hair color. Mm-hmm. But why?
If you're trying to stay hidden, why would you be an extra in movies?
Exactly. But I thought that one was really funny that people were actually like, that's Elvis.
That's pretty funny. So, Emmy, if you're Elvis, right, and you're faked your death, where would you go to hide out in plain sight?
I would go somewhere cool. I would go to like Fiji or something. Go to the Bahamas.
You wouldn't go to Alaska?
I mean, I could fuck with Alaska, but I don't think that people really, I mean, maybe people like going to the resort.
I think Alaska would be miserable though, but no one would see you and you could live a reclusive life.
So I actually thought about doing this one, but I didn't want to because it's just controversial and like I didn't want to. But a lot of people think, and there's actually a documentary out there about this, that Hitler lives in Antarctica in a bunker with Elvis.
Why there? We got to keep this one in.
So I guess, and I'll have to do more research and rewatch this documentary, but basically the idea is, so Hitler's death was faked and he went through underground tunnels and took a secret trip on a boat to Antarctica and hid out in this bunker, because why would anyone ever find them in Antarctica? That's the last place it would ever be. But then it's like, at that point, why?
Why Hitler and Elvis?
Because those are two people who everyone thinks are still alive.
But like, they're
why
not.
Why would
buddies?
They be together? I don't know.
That's what I mean. Why would they be together? It's not like they're buddies. I mean, look, Hitler's dead by now because he'd be fucking ancient.
Yeah.
But regardless of what you believe, if you want, I mean, I genuinely believe that Hitler died and killed himself, right? That's what definitely actually happened. But if he were to somehow have survived, he would 100% be in Argentina or South America, where a bunch of Nazis are and like went and still are.
Yeah.
Why would he go to Antarctica?
Well, I think, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Like by the time they came to identify the body, it had been burned and couldn't be identified.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I believe any of this, but it was an interesting rabbit hole to go down for sure.
So I don't know if that's true that his body was burned. I remember learning that the Russians was like, fuck you, and threw his body off of a train so no one would find it after they found his corpse. But who knows?
Conflicting evidence.
Yeah. Interesting. So do you think that Elvis is still hiding out there somewhere?
Probably not, but it would be cool if he was.
It would be funny if he was. Perhaps he's your neighbor and you don't know it.
That would be fun.
It could be fun.
I do have a neighbor that plays bass guitar into all hours of the night. So maybe that's him.
Maybe. You should invite the neighbor over and interrogate him and or her.
So the weird thing about this is I have not been able to identify what door it's coming from. And my roommate and I have gone to every different door and like put our ear up and can't tell where it's coming from. And the other day, our next door neighbor was out. And we literally had never seen him before. And we just like bumped into each other in the hallway. And he was like, do you guys know where that stupid music is coming from? Well, it's not him. It might be the person above us, but it's weird because they play like all day and all night, but it's only scales and they're kind of messed up. They're not good.
So they're trying really hard to be good at playing bass, but they really suck.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like a bass instructor, maybe? And that's why they keep doing their scales over and over again? I don't know. Sometimes it's Smoke on the Water. Sometimes it's Happy Birthday.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You should get a broom and just like hit the ceiling.
Yeah, I don't know if that's where it's coming from, though.
Well, it's a good way to find out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Anyways, shall we go into your topic?
All right. So I'm going to be telling you about Amanda Large Teague, or Teague, the Irish woman who married a 300-year-old Haitian pirate ghost and also divorced him.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yes. So Amanda Large is her real name. She still goes by the dead ghost's last name.
Oh, no.
And she was married prior to this and has four children.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really feel like going into depth about how she had a spirituality, but basically one of her children, that's her last one, which kind of, I guess, ruined the marriage, was stillborn, and that was like upsetting to her. She got really into spirituality and witchcraft and shit. So she's a witch and all of her friends are witches.
All right.
So
when was this?
This was in like, I think they got married in 2018. Yeah, they got married in 2018.
Oh, so very recent.
This is very recent, yes. Okay. So I guess she got divorced from her husband. And then she has four children who she raises and a ghost pirate husband.
All right.
So I don't know how to pronounce her last name, and it's not a real name. So I'm just going to call her Amanda because that's the only name I know that actually belongs to her.
Okay. So
Amanda first met the ghost when she was meditating, and she thought it was really rude that he interrupted her solitude. So she was like, you got to leave. So you can't be doing this, buddy. And then he showed up again, which annoyed her. And then finally, he showed up a third time. And finally, Amanda's like, okay, I'll talk to you. And after communicating with the ghost for several months, Teague claims that she was convinced that he was Jack Teague, who she later claimed was the inspiration for Jack Sparrow. So in 2018, Amanda, who was 46 at the time and had four children, she got married on a pirate ship to a ghost pirate.
Could anyone else see the pirate?
No.
So who married them?
They had a medium. Psychic medium had to consent on Jack's behalf.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a traditional like priest or anything doing it. She had her like witch friends.
It couldn't have been a legal marriage.
Unfortunately for the poor people who had to write all this shit up, it was the first legal marriage between a woman and a ghost. So this poor guy or girl has to be like, what the fuck? Has to write all this up. And then not that much later, they have to figure out a fucking divorce paperwork for a woman and a ghost. It's all unprecedented. This poor, poor like person doing this. I feel so badly for them.
How is that legal?
I don't know. But the Irish, whatever, what are the person that works at a courthouse that does marrying calls? Is it like not a plaintiff? I don't know. Whatever. But the poor person had to deal with this crap. And it's like, I had to get a legal marriage license for someone who married a freaking ghost. There's no laws around it either. So it's like, what the hell do we do?
Yeah.
So I feel bad for that person. So basically 2 weeks after she married Jack, she started to experience serious health problems and became convinced her husband was causing her sickness. Amanda asked Jack to leave, but he told her he would kill her if she tried to escape him. So, in what is easily one of the messiest divorces I've ever heard, she got Jack exorcised.
Ah!
Or soul extraction by a, quote, self-described shaman. And what I want to know is, this shaman guy, where is he doing business 99% of the year? He's basically a divorce attorney for women who marry ghost pirates.
Wow. Well, he got one client.
Yeah, one client. So she got him exercised and got rid of him. And once...
Wait, okay, can I just ask a question? Can't you only do an exorcism if someone is like possessed? I thought an exorcism was if a ghost had entered your body.
Technically, it was a soul extraction, which is similar to an exorcism.
What are they extracting the soul from? Just...
I don't know.
Her life?
They're divorced. It was a messy divorce.
Okay, that's all you gotta know.
So it was a messy divorce where she didn't lose half of everything she owned and this ghost got sent permanently to the afterlife. So Poor guy, he got the short end of the stick on this one.
Yeah.
So then once she separated from Jack, her health improved significantly. And now Amanda has made it her mission to warn peepers of the, no, not peepers, has made it her mission to warn people of the dangers of marrying a ghost pirate.
Which no one else was going to do
before.
But now,
no one's going to do before.
Now we are aware.
So I also listened to some interviews with her from Vice News and somewhere else where she described her experience. And according to her, they weren't just married. They had a sexual relationship.
Okay.
And according to her, having sex with a ghost is not masturbation. If you're touching yourself, you're just masturbating. According to her, it's like having sex with a living person, except it's a ghost. And it feels the same in everything.
I don't know what she was doing.
But yeah, so she was having sexual relationships with this pirate ghost. She also said that, so the reason that she's warning people about this is that the ghost was sucking her life energy and you can't trust pirate ghosts. It's like, yeah, no shit. It's a pirate.
Yeah.
This isn't like a friendly ghost. This is a pirate ghost.
It's true. You know that pirates are sneaky and
I know. Driving. So also before she met Jack Tegu, she was subsidizing her profession as a publicist by dressing up as Jack Sparrow on the weekends.
Before she met him?
This is before she met him.
Okay.
And for a period of time, she changed her last name to Sparrow.
All right. So this is all just like confirmation bias.
Yes. So she changed her name to Amanda Large Sparrow. But when she married this alleged Jack Tegan, she dropped the Sparrow and added the Tegan or Tegu.
God.
So she's the only person who claims that Jack Sparrow was based off of this guy. And I love the Washington Post for this. They reached out to this man, David Head, who is a history professor at the University of Central Florida, who has a doctorate in piracy, in pirates, right?
Piracy.
Piracy. And he said that there's absolutely no reference to a real pirate named Jack Tegu. And furthermore, at the time, Haiti was a French colony called Saint-Domingue or Domingue. I don't know how to pronounce that. So there is no shot in hell that this guy would refer to it as Haiti because Haiti wasn't a name that existed yet. Also, Tegu is a very Irish name. So why would it have a very Irish name in a French slave colony?
Yeah. Why did this guy even need to fact check this? It's like,
I don't know. Also, another nail in the coffin. In the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Jack Sparrow's dad is named Edward Tegu.
Oh, so she just stole it from
yeah.
Movie?
I think so. And she also wrote two books. One is about a woman named Amanda who lived in pirate times. And the other one, I think, was about her experience dating a pirate ghost. And she is a publicist. Remember that. I think this might be next level publicity for her books.
But I mean, at that point, like, people are just going to think you're absolutely bonkers.
I agree. But she got a lot of press from it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, probably a lot more attention to her books than she would have gotten otherwise.
So. Yeah, you know, definitely. And her name's out there now. So also the other thing about her wedding is all her friends are also Wiccans or witches or whatever. So they're all like, oh, they're all really cool with it. And her parents are like, what the fuck's going on? Her mom refused to go to the wedding, but went to like some reception thing. And her dad's like, no, fuck this. I'm not going to this nonsense. But I mean, I don't blame him. They got divorced like 2 weeks after they got married.
I mean, the alternative to her just doing this for publicity is that she was actually in love with some figment of her imagination.
Yeah. Oh, and she also has been going on a campaign. She's upset. People think she's crazy.
That's just sad.
That is sad. But like, if you don't want people to think you're crazy, you shouldn't be going around telling people that you married a 300-year-old pirate ghost.
Yeah, that's a good one, Steve.
Thank you. I don't even remember how I stumbled upon it. I heard about this years ago, was nowhere in the back of my mind. And then I saw something about it. I'm like, holy shit, I gotta do this topic.
You gotta do this one. That's amazing. So
I was thinking a way that we can get some publicity is you gotta start telling people you got impregnated by a pirate baby ghost. So a pirate baby ghost. You have a pirate ghost baby. Pirate
baby ghost.
A pirate ghost baby on the way.
All right, I can do that.
I guess some publicity.
Jack Teague's baby.
Well, write to the New York Times. Be like, hey, I got a lead for you. Emmy, the co-host of Misfits and Mysteries, has a ghost baby coming.
I know. Well, now we've just given away our secret.
No, that's fine. We want publicity. We don't want people to think you're actually crazy.
Okay. See, the one problem with this is if I'm pregnant, then we can't go to Margaritaville and drink margaritas.
It's a pirate ghost baby.
So you think I can drink with it?
Yeah, it's a pirate ghost baby. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think like a normal baby you can't drink with, but like we're talking pirate ghost babies here. Pirates drink rum, not water. It'd probably be really bad for it not to be used to the taste of alcohol.
Yeah, it probably just like strengthens it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's good. There's actually a lot of cool pirate ghost stories, but it's actually, that's how I found it. I was looking for an actual pirate ghost story, and then I found this one. I'm like, okay, this is even better than an actual pirate ghost story.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
Now we're going to jump into Pinocchio in Space. And we're back. So we're going to be covering Pinocchio in Space with my good friend, Zach. He's also our YouTube guy. Welcome, hey, Zach.
Yes. Thanks, Steven. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. So we watched the movie.
So if anyone wants to watch it, it's on YouTube, Pinocchio in Space.
I will link to it.
1964?
Yeah, I think so. It's a rough watch. I'll say that. It was a rough watch.
Yeah. I don't even really know how we got on this, but
I discovered it at one point. Then Zach said that he'd be interested in coming on to talk about it. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is when you first told me about it, I was like, oh, Pinocchio in Space. This sounds, you know, like this wild, crazy, epic adventure.
Yeah.
And it was kind of that, you know, like it was, they went to space, you know, that definitely happened.
Yeah.
I kind of expected to go a little further than Mars. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Also, I feel like all the interesting stuff, they crammed into the last like 10 minutes of the movie. And it's like, let's just fill the first 50 with just garbage.
Right. I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but were like the animals Martians, or did we ever meet the Martians? Is sort of a question that I, you know.
You know, that is an excellent question. I don't think we ever met the Martians.
I don't think we did either. We definitely met a whale.
Yeah. So this is just a complaint I had. Like, that's just not how evolution works. We wouldn't get the same animals on another planet, just bigger.
Well, I thought they took them from Earth.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. We never met the Martians. But then again, the turtle was a turtle.
He was a turtle.
He was a turtle.
He was very clear about that. He was not a turtle.
Yeah. He was a turtle. The one thing I thought was great is the hypnosis book that that fox gave him was written by B.A. Fraud.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What did the fox wanted him to be a real boy so he can eat him?
So the fox was like, I feel like they didn't know where they're going with it, but they wanted the fox to like eat him. But then the fox was like, I'll also just scam him and be on my way.
Yeah. I feel like the fox's goals changed mid-song. Like he wanted to turn him into a real boy, and then he just wanted to like make a quick buck. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand. Also, the other thing too is that song was terrible. The music in this movie made me really upset.
Yeah.
Just the audio in general was like just so glitchy and it was tough. I mean, maybe just because you watch it on YouTube.
Maybe. I want to know who that Eastern European guy was at the very beginning of the movie before it cuts to like 2 minutes of just static.
Oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I want to know about him.
Maybe he's Pinocchio in old age.
Maybe. Let's start from the beginning here. So Pinocchio was being a dickhead, so they made him a puppet again.
Yeah, which I also thought was hilarious that misbehaving is like abusing animals, like sitting on his dog and like slapping his butt. I watched that twice just to see like what he was doing to the dog, and it was very disturbing. So I don't know if he should have been turned back into a boy. He's like an animal abuser. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the intro song was literally just like, this bugged me. That was a knockoff Christmas Carol that wasn't very good.
Totally.
I'm trying to find, I found this like really funny synopsis of the movie where someone just rips it apart, but I'm having trouble finding it. But we'll keep going.
All right. So I have a plot hole question. So Pinocchio and Geppetto are poor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were so, he was like, I need to make my dad rich.
But Geppetto has created a wooden boy who can walk and dance. Wouldn't that be like the ultimate selling point? Like, look, my toys are so good, they can walk around and dance. Well, how is he poor?
Probably because he got turned to a real boy. Now, you know.
Yeah, now where's the moneymaker?
That is true. Another fact of this film I really loved was that, you know, the original Pinocchio film was like painstakingly hand-drawn each panel and hand-painted. Like it took, I never did it. It was like a labor of love. This was like the most half-assed animation I've ever seen in my life. To go from like, in 1930, like this, I hate Pinocchio. I don't like the original movie, right? But I will say it's an artistic masterpiece what they did to like this bullshit is pretty funny.
Okay, I found this summary. Would it be helpful to read it now?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Then we can just go through everything else.
Okay, let me just see where it starts. Okay, here we go. Cheaply animated, numbingly inane, and loaded with terrible songs, this Belgian-American fiasco should be force-fed to anyone who whines about how good animated films, quote, used to be. The storyline is a pure schmatz, with Pinocchio, once changed into a real boy by the Blue Fairy, reverting back into a puppet because of his rude behavior. And now this talking chunk of wood has to again prove himself. After wasting his money on a hypnosis book sold to him by a pair of con men, including one named Mr. Groovy. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, what was the deal with Mr. Groovy?
Was that the fox or the...
No, that was like the skunk or the cat, whatever that was.
Oh, I don't know. Pinocchio decides to try out his half-baked hypnosis powers on Monstro, a flying killer space whale who comes... complete with a rocket engine growing out of his back. With the help of an intergalactic space reptile named Nurtle the Twirtle, Pinocchio heads on a quest to save the galaxy and turn back into a boy, with misadventures that include a visit to Mars and run-ins with gigantic sand crabs. If any of this nonsense sounds remotely exciting, it isn't. Monstro is about as terrifying as a Care Bear, and Pinocchio's cheery attitude is so annoying you wish Nurtle would suddenly go psycho and chop him into kindling. And that's about it.
I think that summarizes it well, because I think what we're struggling here is there's not much to this movie besides like obvious plot holes and making fun of it. Let's go get a summary in. Now, I have another complaint. So Geppetto is going to make a fucking spaceship out of a single log? How is that supposed to work?
He was first walking in with the log. I was thinking, like, what's he going to make? Is it going to be a new Pinocchio? Or is this Pinocchio's origin story, maybe? And when he's like, oh, no, this is going to be a spaceship. I was like, that's crazy. Like, and also, it was weird because Geppetto was fascinated with space. And was, like, building a spaceship. But then, like, I don't know. Did he even care that Pinocchio went to space?
You know, I don't think he did.
Like, everything was kind of, I don't know.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, Geppetto's so worried that Pinocchio's gone, whatever. And then Pinocchio's just, like, laying in bed. Geppetto comes in and he's like, oh, Pinocchio, you're back. You know, he's like, didn't even care where he was.
Maybe this is the question. Can you be a negligent father to a boy that's made of wood?
You know, I don't think so. So actually, another thing that's just astounding to me is, you know, we got the quarter to pay the fox. Why does a boy made of wood need to eat lunch?
That's a good question.
That makes no sense. That makes no absolutely no sense.
You think he can die?
I mean, maybe he got termites.
Right. Well, he was like scared of the fire. That was like the whole reason they had.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Slow down. I mean, if he burned up, he definitely would die. I would think.
Yeah.
But, like, could he be rebuilt? Like, does he have a soul? I guess is the question.
Well, that's actually a really good question, because does he have a soul when he's a real boy, or does his soul disappear when he becomes a puppet?
Right.
I think he has a soul. I'm going to go with that.
Does he have it all the time? Okay, another question I have is, how fucking long is Pinocchio's commute that he can get distracted by so many people on his way to school?
Dude, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was walking to school.
No, I thought he was just like walking around.
Abby, the plot of this film is that Pinocchio gets a quarter to buy lunch at school, and he never actually goes to school. And he
catches that.
A space whale instead. That's the plot of this movie, is that Pinocchio is supposed to go to school.
I didn't know that he was on his way to school.
Yeah, it's not clear because he's walking for like a year.
Yeah. He had all these like weird quips about going to school. He was like, Venus is this many miles away, and I wish school was a million billion miles away. Oh, yeah. Like,
there was a space fact they told me that I don't know if it's true. I didn't bother Googling it. Try and find it. Oh, also another thing I wrote down is, the only difference between Pinocchio as a real boy and a puppet in this movie is, instead of making him look wooden, they just slap like a cork instead of a nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I don't think I wrote down the fact that I didn't know it was true or not. What was the space captain's name?
Turtle.
Yeah, there was a fucking turtle. That's pretty sweet. Oh, Yertle, I mean.
I think it was, oh yeah, Nurtle.
Nurtle.
Turtle.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was. I thought it was funny when the guy said, you guys are just getting around to hydrogen. It's like, yeah, we haven't really figured that one out yet. Otherwise, we'd have free energy for everyone at all times. That would be nice. No electrical bill.
Yeah. Some of the things that Nurtle was talking about, I was like, mm-mm.
Oh, I remember. Are there two moons of Mars? I thought Mars had maybe one moon. I have no idea, though.
I don't know.
Maybe this did just something.
Seriously.
I have no idea. I didn't bother Googling it.
I also loved how Nurtle kept calling Pinocchio Pinocque.
Yeah, that's pretty
on that level.
It was kind of is that a nickname for Pinocchio? Has anyone called Pinocchio
I don't know.
Before?
No, the last time I watched Pinocchio is, Zach, when we were in Mr. Queen's class, sophomore year, we watched Pinocchio. That movie sucks.
In class?
Yeah, remember? Because we never actually did real curriculum in that guy's class.
Yes, but I don't remember. It's funny because I was going to say, this is my first Pinocchio film.
Really?
I've never seen any Pinocchio. I don't know. I know like the loose plot of Pinocchio. And
oh, it's terrible. You know, it's a terrible movie. I don't recommend watching it.
Yeah. That was a question I had coming into this, which is, you know, was Pinocchio a bad kid before and he had to learn? Was it a sort of similar thing where he misbehaved and that was part of why he couldn't be a good boy? Or
so he became like a living puppet, but his nose like grows. If I remember correctly, his nose like grows when he's
blind, right?
Lies. Yeah. I never liked Pinocchio, but there's like a whole thing where there's like an island of boys that are jackasses, like literally they like drink and smoke and stuff, and they're literally jackasses and they turn into donkeys.
Huh.
And I think like that's like a whole sin thing, and then he gets eaten by like a whale or something like that, and then
by a whale again.
Yeah That's why there's a whale in space. In the original one there's like a whale. I don't know, it's like it's not a good movie. I mean, I'm sorry, I think it's a terrible, terrible film. I'm excited to watch the Russian version eventually.
Oh my God.
Is the original Pinocchio Belgian made as well?
I think it was Italian.
Okay, because the movie did feel like very sort of European. Like,
yeah, no, this is not an American movie. I think it was an Italian guy who originally created Pinocchio. And then the Russians are really into Pinocchio too. Like the Soviets have so many different renditions of Pinocchio. Pinocchio is not actually a Disney property. They just made one movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Back to Pinocchio in space, though. Did anyone else notice that they kept referring to Mars as the red planet, but the Mars was fucking white in the film?
Yeah. They didn't quite have the colors down.
Yeah.
Like, the blue fairy was, like, completely washed
white.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's white.
Yeah. That was weird. So they, like, destroyed Mars, right? That sort of happened at the end there, right?
There was a big explosion. A nuclear explosion, because there was all the radiation in that heating.
I think they might have like genocided Mars.
Well, I think everyone was dead. My impression was sort of that there were these mysterious Martians. They were like doing these incredible, crazy animal sort of experimentations and abuses, similar to Pinocchio at the beginning. And then, you know, Astro got out of control. And then I think Astro destroyed Martian society before them. So I think they just killed the animals that were still there.
Oh, so yeah, they just murdered everything else that was on the planet.
That makes sense. And that's why we never saw the Martians. Because Monstro destroyed it.
I guess. Although it's crazy to think that it killed all of the Martians. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the city was still intact.
Yeah, there's right.
And you think there'd be bodies, you know?
Yeah.
But there was like the giant sand crabs.
Yeah.
Maybe they were allies since they're both, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. This was not a very well like developed plot.
Okay, but that makes so much more sense now, Steve, that mm-hmm. you say there was a whale in the first movie.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how the hell did we get here? But then I remember that Pinocchio was like, oh, I recognize this whale. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But that makes sense.
Yeah, they got eaten by a whale in like the original. And it was actually like a well done looking whale. But this whale looked like shit. Oh, yeah. So then they leave Mars quickly because they like destroy the planet. And they're flying around. And then Pinocchio tries to fucking hypnotize the whale. And he's like, it's not working. And I was thinking like, no shit. You're inside a closed vehicle and they can't even see your eyes or anything. How are you going to hypnotize something?
Hear you.
So then they get eaten by the whale.
And then they're just floating around and Nurtle's like, this is it. Like, Nurtle's just like, all right, Pinocchio, like, that was fun, but now it's over. I was like, how are they going to get out of this?
Yeah. I was a little disappointed that they flew out of its blowhole when the angel told them to. Like, there's actually quite a few exit strategies here. Like, you could go out the blowhole. You can go out the rectum. There's definitely a nasal cavity you can go out of. It wasn't just the... is the blowhole like a nose for a whale?
Maybe. That's a good question.
That is something I'm going to Google. Is a blowhole a whale's nose? Oh, they breathe air out through it. In baleen whales, these are pairs. So yes, they are like noses. That's cool.
Right.
So they flew out of his nose.
So that was one thing I was a little confused about with the fairy was she came down and she was like, Pinocchio, like you gotta think. But Nurtle couldn't see her, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So the thing that I'm thinking is the fairy just in Pinocchio's head? Is that like his moral conscience?
Well, in the original one, Jiminy Cricket was his moral compass.
I was trying to read it. I think the Blue Fairy was also a character in that one because she's still.
Yes, who so the Blue Fairy is the one who bestows life on him. She is like the creator of life. And Jiminy Cricket is her like cricket sidekick who's supposed to be his moral compass, but does like a god awful job. He's like, Pinocchio, you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I guess we're going to get hammered and smoke cigs with the boys. Probably not a good idea, Pinocchio. You're like 7.
And then Geppetto's just like doing nothing.
Right. Geppetto is just like chilling in his apartment or his little workshop, making other little boys. What's his deal? That weirds me out. Like, this guy is obsessed with little boys.
I would feel very weird if he lived in my town and there was like an old man who made like toys and then he had like a little like boy puppet that was just alive and like walking around.
Yeah, I would question what he's doing with that little boy.
I would be more cool with like the scam artist wolf than.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Mr. Groovy.
Mr. Right. Groovy.
Like Mr. Groovy, you know, we can hang, but I don't go to Geppetto's.
So not much else happens in the movie, honestly. They get eaten and then like we have about 5 minutes till the whole movie gets wrapped up.
True. So they go out the blowhole and then they're flying away from Monstro. He's like trying to eat them again.
Mm-hmm.
And Pinocchio can't hypnotize him again. But it turns out that because their ship got a little bent in the blowhole, it's going in a circular motion and that hypnotizes the whale.
Yeah. And then he's going like full speed into Earth, like gonna destroy it. Right. Yeah. That scene made no goddamn sense to me. I would not follow that at all.
Yeah. It was funny because it was another moment where Pinocchio was having a reckoning where, you know, they were trying to decide like, oh, do we let, you know, was it what was the whale? Was it Astro or was it?
I thought it was Monstro.
I think Monstro sounds about right. I don't remember.
Okay,
what
Monstro
called.
Does sound like a name for an evil whale. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, do we let Monstro go into the earth and die or do we try and save it? And then Pinocchio kept referring to him as like, oh, he's my enemy, but I can't let him die.
Yeah.
And it's funny to think like, oh, like they just have like a blood vendetta. Like this is my enemy, like
It's like Batman and the Joker.
Right. It's also not. It's just like Pinocchio was on Earth, and he's like, I think I know that whale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I don't get is Pinocchio, like, lassos it, right, or whatever. Then the lady turns him into a real boy when he's out in outer space in a vacuum. Like, could she not have put, like, a stipulation where it's like, hey, when he's in safety, we'll make him be able to breathe oxygen? He's in outer space after all.
Well, was he a boy at that point?
Well, I mean, if he's a hunk of wood, I don't think he'd have to breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
He was made a boy when he was in bed at home.
I think you're right. He was just wood when he was in space. That's fine.
But he, like, passed out because of his lack of oxygen or whatever. I was just confused because it was really hard to tell because the only distinction between wooden Pinocchio and real boy Pinocchio is that his nose is, like, a little bit more cork-shaped.
Yeah. I also think he's a little, like, blonder when he's a real boy.
Yeah, maybe. But that could also be the awful quality of this person's, like, ripped VHS.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of light. It was also very quickly on the sound point again. It was so hard to hear. I had to turn my TV volume all the way up, which didn't make it that much easier to hear, but it was slightly more discernible. But it also meant my TV was on 100 and my roommates were not very happy at all. But it was
just like an awful sounding movie too. It's like,
yeah.
Grinding metal in the background.
All in all, it was not the film masterpiece I was hoping for. And I don't know if we're going to continue the Pinocchio franchise because I don't know if I can sit through another one of these.
Well, I just don't know. At this point, is it just going to be like whales in different places?
I actually do. I think we should give it another shot for the Pinocchio slasher film because I think that's just like a knockoff of Chucky with Pinocchio instead of Chucky.
Okay. That seems different. That's not the same franchise.
I hope there's a whale somehow. That'd be funny.
There has to be.
Better eat the puppet or something. Is that like SeaWorld? So how would you guys have made the movie better? Give me some answers. I don't have any answers to this.
Wow. That's a big question.
I think personally, I would have just at the planning phase, been like, this is a terrible fucking idea. Let's cancel this right now. But besides that, how would you guys make it better?
Let me tell you this. I feel like if this was like a low budget, let's say like Brendan Steer is directing this one. Mm-hmm. And the premise is there's a puppet who's into hypnosis, who wants to hypnotize a space whale to get him out of orbit and goes with like a turtle to do it. Like, it's an interesting plot line. Mm-hmm. But I think just the animation and there's just like a lot of dead space in the middle of the movie. I think the plot was there.
They could use 100% less musical numbers and I think the movie would be improved. I really hated the song. The fox was singing that stupid song for like real life 10 minutes. It was terrible.
No, I thought it was really funny when, like, you know, he sold Pinocchio the book, like, you know, he scammed him. It all went well. Song was over. And then as him and the cat were leaving, they both just started singing the song again. Like, that's just what they sing when they walk around together.
I skipped through it. I was like, I can't hear it again. Like,
see, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to skip through. I was like, I can't miss anything. Like, you know,
it was torture.
Right. That was the one spot where I was like, I'm not doing it for my mental health. I can't.
The music was making me really angry. So how would you improve this film, Zach? If you're a director, let's say like this is your big break. They're like, hey, after this, we're going to hand over the reins to the next big film franchise. But you have to do Pinocchio in space correctly.
I mean, I would argue, you know, Pinocchio is the next big film franchise.
Yes.
I would say my core issue with this is just Pinocchio really sucked. Like, you know, there were like kind of fun moments. Like, it was weird seeing like all of the animals and like, you know, oh, they're small. Oh, they're big now. That was kind of fun. You know, like the weirdness of the hypnosis was kind of cool, but genuinely Pinocchio just sucked so much. And like, he didn't do anything the whole movie except just like kind of make slightly awful choices. Like,
yeah,
he wanted to be a real boy. And then like, he didn't really do anything to try and accomplish that. He knew he should go to school and like, that would be him behaving. But instead he's like, oh, I kind of don't like this whale in space. Like, I'm going to go into the spaceship with this stranger who also, this is totally separate. I did kind of feel like Twirtle was an adult or Wordle the Twirtle was an adult man. He did feel like older to me, which felt weird because Pinocchio does feel like a boy.
Yeah.
So their adventures together kind of felt a little uncomfortable. That's totally separate. It, you know, if I could only change one thing, it wouldn't be that. You know, it would be just Pinocchio like doing literally anything. But his whole also like you know, him saving the day is like the hypnosis thing, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, the whale gets hypnotized. But not only does he not actually know hypnosis, he never successfully hypnotized anyone in the entire film. It was also an accident when the whale did get hypnotized. Like, yeah. he didn't do anything. It was just like, oh, I read this book. It says swirly motions. Like, do this. Oh, we just happen to be making a swirly motion right now. Oh, look, he's already hypnotized. That's great. Like, yeah. he didn't do anything except read a book that he, like, shouldn't have owned because he got scammed.
Because he directly disobeyed his father, who he's trying to, like, make happy. Also, did Pinocchio even make his dad rich, or did he just disobey him and almost die?
I don't think he made him rich at all.
But he's wearing, but Geppetto was wearing a top hat at the end.
That is a signifier of wealth.
Yes.
I didn't notice that.
At the end, he's wearing a top hat and like a tux, but there's no exchange of money. There was no nothing.
Maybe he got like hero money, you know, for saving.
Maybe. They could have showed that scene and like cut out 5 minutes of that terrible musical number between the fox and Mr. whatever his name was.
Yeah. Which also is Pinocchio's goal to get his dad rich. Like, is that his driving, you know?
Not in the
he kept, movie. Yeah, it was both he kept bringing. Yeah, because he kept bringing that up. And then also, like, oh, but I need to behave and be a good boy. But also, like, I need to make money. Like, I need to hustle. I'm like,
yeah,
I
know.
Get my dad some wealth. What do you want?
Seems like an afterthought to me. Like, he went on this adventure and then he was like, I just want to make my dad proud.
I don't think that this was a very well thought out film.
My question to you guys is, what do you think we were supposed to learn from that movie?
That is an incredible question.
There's definitely a lesson.
You know? I know exactly what the lesson is because I wrote it down when they explicitly said it, even though it came out of the blue. Nothing you learn is wasted. They explicitly say that, and like it was just out of the blue. So I think that we're assuming that Pinocchio learned that whales have blowholes. Fairy Lady said that right before he remembered whales have blowholes. So I think that's the message, that nothing you learn is wasted.
Yeah, I remember that. And he's like, I'm going to study everything now, not just science.
Yeah. Huh.
That's kind of a good lesson, honestly.
But if you're trying to give a lesson in a movie, you'd think you'd make the plot around that. You wouldn't base the plot around a bunch of random bullshit and then throw that in as an afterthought in the middle of a whale's stomach and then never address it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he learned, except for that whales have blowholes.
Yeah. You know, I don't really think he learned anything.
I guess he learned there are two moons on Mars.
I mean, I learned that.
Which, as did we.
So I guess a non-Pinocchio related question for both of you is, this is one I wish we asked Brendan when we had him on for talking about the VelociPaster. If you could take one beloved film franchise, both of you, what would it be and how would you ruin it? If your goal is to take a beloved franchise and ruin it, how would you ruin it?
I'm not a big movie person. I like can't even think of a...
Yeah. I think I would maybe take Toy Story and make all the toys Pinocchio.
Oh, that's a good one, Zach.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh my god. They would all just be walking around like, I don't
know. Trying to hypnotize and not.
Yeah.
Hypnotize a whale.
Just like sucking a hypnosis.
Yeah. I think that'd make people really angry. I mean, I'd also probably ruin the Avengers. I'm not into superheroes at all, but how I think I'd ruin that is, do you like superheroes, Zach, at all? Or like the Avengers movies?
I don't get that into it. I think they're like, you know, fun kind of like
they're like they're movies. Okay, but yeah. They're not like but, good.
Yeah. It's very overwhelming to me to like keep up just because there's so much that they put out there. And, you know, I like them all. I mean, I haven't seen all of them, but like everyone I've watched, I've like, you know, a sizable amount. It's always fun when you go through it and, you know, watch it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like Pinocchio in space. It's not a thrill like that.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah, it's not a thrill like that. I think I would ruin the Avengers somehow. I don't know how yet, though, but maybe I would.
Yeah,
Maybe I would like have them all go a little kumbaya at the end and like they become friends with Thanos and like nothing happens.
Yeah. You could also just make them all, you know, really weak.
Yeah.
So kind of like they just kind of have to talk. No one can fight.
They're just average humans. There's average.
Yeah.
I do it. I'd recast everyone as like overweight, middle-aged, balding men. So basically like they're like stereotypical fan base and be like, okay, you do all the stunts yourself.
You're really going after the Disney fan bases, Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's my last question.
Yeah.
What's that?
So my last question.
Oh, okay.
So Zach, I don't know if you got this background, but when Steve and I were first talking about doing Pinocchio in space, he typed into Google Pinocchio in sauce. So I want to know, Steve, what would Pinocchio in sauce look like?
Okay, so there are a few options I actually am thinking of now. So I think the one that just popped in my head now is like, it's like a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives type thing with Pinocchio, and only is just sauce. So like he just goes to the place and just like drinks their sauce or like licks the sauce off the food. And it's just like a disgusting show. And he has to be like brutally honest, because if he lies, his nose grows and he really gets people upset. It's like, oh, this is great. But yeah, his whole thing is he has a disgustingly long tongue and he just licks. He's like Spoon Licker, the Yule lad. Yeah. And he licks sauce and that's his job.
Does his tongue get longer when he lies?
Yes, his tongue gets longer when he lies. Use it to lick all the sauce up.
I was thinking there would just be a whale in like spaghetti or something.
Right. There has to be a whale.
There has to be a whale in there.
An alternative reality of that could be the big fight is Pinocchio has a sauce wrestling competition with the whale. So, you know, it's like mud wrestling. It's like that, only it's a bunch of different sauces just in a kiddie pool. And then they both leave with a ringworm and it's not a good experience for any of them.
It could also be, you know, once again, he misbehaves. And instead of being turned back into a puppet, he gets turned into, like, you know, pasta. And then, you know, gets like
pasta.
Right. And maybe, you know, maybe he gets abducted by like hungry space aliens. Maybe the Martians come back. And they take him to the planet.
Yeah.
Pepperoni is his nose or something.
Yeah. Yes. Or like, pepperoni is like his nose.
Or a penne that slowly turns into spaghetti or something.
So another thing I got for you is, Zach, you're in the film industry, a filmographer.
More or less, you know, it's all YouTube now.
Yeah. Well, YouTube's the future, they say. So,
right. It's, you know, mini movies.
Yeah. Miniature movies, as they say. So did you hear my brilliant idea? Let's pitch you on this too. We can get you loosely attached as well. So I pitched this film where Bigfoot assassinates JFK. The whole plot line is going to be that Bigfoot's just like a secret agent for the CIA, and just no one acknowledges that it's just Bigfoot, and he just lives. He has a casual life. I think it's going to be good. We also interviewed my Campbell McLaren, who's a family friend, the guy who starred the UFC, and he actually kind of liked the idea. So I think this is legs. Do you want to be loosely attached?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are getting a UFC fighter as you know, Bigfoot, I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Oh. And then Brendan Steer said it's a good idea, so we're going to say he's loosely attached.
You have a lot of people who are loosely attached.
Yeah.
Steve's just all you need. Like asking anyone he can find.
These are all people who are film adjacent. I mean, if we ever get the guys from Bigfoot the Movie on the show, they already have a Bigfoot costume. So
there's the first step right there.
Yeah.
The main obstacle to shooting a Bigfoot movie.
Yeah, no, seriously. So let me see if I have anything else written down. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Zach.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Do you have anything you want to plug? If you don't, it's fine. You're a normal guy. So we usually have people who like want to plug their like social media or like their product.
Yeah. I mean, my Instagram is like, I don't really post, you know.
Yeah. But if you wanted to, you could.
This is a lot. You know, I should have thought of this ahead of time. I'll plug this podcast.
Yay.
Continue watching.
All right. Awesome. Podcast.
Great podcast. Yeah. So, yeah.
And we're back. That was a fun time talking about Pinocchio in space.
Oh, I think this is a new one. I haven't seen this one yet. Okay.
All right. So we have a review for you guys.
All right. This is the review of the week. If you guys want to be featured, just drop us a review down on Apple Podcasts. So this one comes from the Genome of Dayquil. And the caption is "Become a Misfit." It's from March 4th, so about 10 days ago.
Yeah, so it's nice and recently.
Yeah. It says, "What a fun podcast. Steve and Emmy do a fantastic job with all the so-called mysteries they cover. Quotes for mysteries because it's all real. Bigfoot, aliens, Mothman, etc. Great flowing conversation, great facts. And don't forget to subscribe to their monthly newsletter." Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Which is a good transition. Or actually,
become a misfit like the rest of us. Keep killing it, you two.
Thank you.
That's really sweet.
Appreciate that. So it's a good segue. Sign up for our newsletter on misfitsandmysteries.com. You won't want to miss out. You also find our blogs on there. And links to all of the, I mean, I guess I need to tell you that we have links to all the podcast platforms. If you're listening to the show, you clearly already are listening somewhere. So just make sure to subscribe on that platform. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star review. As you're so inclined, write us a nice note and we'll shout you out.
Yeah. And find us on social, Twitter and Instagram, at podcast_misfits. We also are getting our YouTube going. So find us at Misfits and Mysteries Podcast there.
Yeah. And we're also now on Facebook, just another platform to be on. It's just Podcast Misfits. And then I'm just trying to think, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
No, I think that's it. Well, thanks for coming.
Stay spooky, guys.
Stay spooky.
Bye.